The Tale of the Grapefruit Ladies. How grocery workers helped change a government thousands of kilometers away. In 1984, Mary Manning was just an ordinary woman, a 21-year-old cashier at a grocery store in Dublin, Ireland, when she made a decision that changed her life and the world. Manning was part of a labor union that had instructed its members not to sell products from South Africa. At the time, South Africa followed a system called apartheid, which divided people into racial groups. People of different races were required to live in separate areas, and even making friends with someone of another race was frowned upon. Worse yet, the system discriminated against most of the population, who were not white, by reserving the best neighborhoods and other benefits for a small white minority. Those who protested the system faced violence and persecution. Ireland, however, was a great distance away from South Africa in terms of geography and culture. Manning knew almost nothing about apartheid and had never even met a South African. Yet one day, when a customer wanted to purchase two grapefruit imported from South Africa, Manning refused to ring them up. So her boss, who heard the exchange, suspended her without pay. Manning walked out of the store in protest, and 10 of her co-workers, 9 women and 1 man, joined her in going on strike.